The Total Faking of National Socialist History by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Tuesday, September 13th, 2016. This is appalling, but nothing less should be expected from the Jews. For a project that is being worked on, I have to listen to, evaluate, and track many speeches. The product of this project will be in form of a documentary. One infamous speech is a supposed speech of Heinrich Himmler for the final solution. Well, it took around 50 years for it to be discovered. Coincidentally, this speech was discovered at the exact same time that voice copying technology was blooming, but let's brush this aside. Let's also brush aside that the mainstream history mentions that Himmler's executions were a supposed top-secret information thing. But, well, Himmler went to a crowd of thousands and decided to affirm openly about the almighty plan of 6 trillion lampshades. This is a disgusting fraud, and there are millions more. This never ends. No different than the Holocaust or the recent shootings in which the Jew turned national news to an extension of Jewish Hollywood. There is nowhere where the Jews will end up with their lies. Because fuck all of you, that's why. They literally believe people are goyim without any ability to understand their lies. Because if they do, what will they do anyway? Go to the church and pray to the Jew on the stick to absolve them of the Jews? They laugh at the goyim. Now that they have advanced technology, they are just pushing it further. In these speeches, you can see the Jewish psychopathy reeking, and of course, with a good ear, you can listen to how these speeches are fake. Also, there are many illogical points in every speech which tie into the general hoaxes the Jews have created, which may have been historically debunked by evidence, but who gives a giant turd? Fuck evidence. The divine word by the Jewish mouth is what is evidence in this world, goyim. Now get to work. I cannot explain to you exactly what Jewishness in writings and in all these fabricated things are, but your mind can comprehend this once you grow experienced in evaluating this crap for what it is, to the point you will know a Jew wrote something just by reading it. It's the same as reading the word schlong, basically. For instance, the hoaxes do adjust with the times. As Rabbi Schekelstein has informed us, Hitler was never associating with Nordic gods, goyim. He was with the reptilians and the greys. I provide photographic evidence. And here there is a photo. Two photos, actually. The first one of Hitler shaking somebody's hands. And the second one, it's Photoshop. It's the same picture, but with a picture of a grey instead of the other man. So it looks like Hitler was shaking hands with an actual grey extraterrestrial. The PDF version of this recording has both of the pictures. You can go there to see them. Imagine if they did that crap by basics of sticking photos together. What are they going to do with the means today? And what are they going to do if they are allowed in the next 50 years? Just imagine and think about it for a while. Don't be surprised if the enemy, as they are in grave danger, suddenly discover some super secret Hitler speech in where Hitler talks to Jews to save Germany. Or some secret speech where Himmler arranges the 6 trillion lampshades across Germany in every German home, or whatever else. The enemy literally has no depths to where they will not go. The Jews do not respect truth, and they believe they are above any and all facts. In particular, they believe truth is like a weakening opium and is garbage, and that what they believe is accurate. In fact, in the Jewish brain, the term truth is completely alien. The Jews have major debilitations and cannot disassociate their lies from reality. They are a sick race of inbred mixed-race reptilian bongoloids. They literally don't believe in the term. You can see this in the contradictory Jewish Bible in how they managed to create a false history, create a false bandit state on top of this false history. The list is endless. Marxism is based upon the same type of seeing of the world. Yet somehow, Satan, whose name literally means eternal truth, is an arch enemy of the Jews. Whomever belongs to the synagogue of Satan will not be going to heaven when the manifested Jewish Messiah comes, Goyims, Shavos Goyims, and fellow Juden. If anyone, even by accident, has followed Satan or truth, there will be no heaven for them. Truth must be destroyed. That has been going on for over half a century and is still going. Never trust the things they put out. The Jews have completely rewritten, lied about, and desecrated National Socialist history completely. Why do they do that? Simply, fame, money, power. That's all there is to it. They further their messianic kingdom and they keep the Goyim asleep. This helps Yeretz Israel. It is considered ethical and divine to lie for these things. It is completely acceptable. Truth? What truth? As Adolf Hitler said in order to warn us, it is not truth that matters, but victory. The Jews are victors through lying, and that's all there is to be valued. 6 million, Kabbalistic number, Jewish dead, and 6,000 jars were discovered in Dachau with human ashes. G-D, forbid this happens again, oi gewalt. Quite a coincidence. Given they were found at 6 in the morning by 60 men who were carrying 600 carrier after having walked 6,000 miles from America, which costed $60,000, and the whole survey cost $600,000. All this was done while they drank 0.6 kilos of caffeine to keep them up from the 6 trillion of atrocities the Nazis have committed. For over 66 years, they had mental problems for this. This is a tragedy. It took me 6 days to read this horrific book. And don't forget the 6 gorillion. Oh, and the research was lengthy. It lasted 6 years. After this, they published 24 equaling 6 books, who have been translated into 42 equaling 6 languages. They have woken up 42 million people to the Nazi atrocities and made $6 million in profits. When the Messiah arrives, they will be on cabin 60 on the trip to the heavenly kingdom. Shalom G-D bless. Then we have Hitler. For instance, the lies on Hitler are so insane. I don't want to go into all that crap they have written, as it has no beginning and no end. The Jews destroy their enemies slowly and by slander, which quickly gets a life of its own. As Irving stated, all the books he read on the Holocaust and other stuff, all quoted one the other, without really having any rooted evidence. It was just Jewish drivel that did circles across its own drivel. This, of course, is the same thing with world history. Remember, they are the only race that wrote a book on how the planet is only 6,000 years old, because this is a time where they were around. They literally believe that if it was real in my mind, it's real in the world as well. We have a race sick with psychopathy. Another big lie that was found comfortably by National Socialist researchers who wanted to defend the Nazis are the Jewish soldiers in Hitler's army. Most people believe that Jewish is not a race, but a religion. people who were Gentile-blooded but were worshipping the Jews or Judaism were allowed to exist in Germany given they left this disgusting practice. From this rose the myth of Jews in Hitler's Germany. The Jews know the value of history. Just look at the ancient civilizations and how they still act as a guiding light. The remains of the cultures of these people can still be understood, utilized successfully, and made to empower and elevate us to create a better world and future. The same applies to the National Socialists, who are the world's most latest and most exalted period for this timeline we are going through. Through them, we can learn. The Jews have presented history, both that of spirituality, humanity, and anything else, to make it seem as if their alien advances of humanity and their parasitic existence is quite normal. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are living in a prison, not only in education, mentally, but also spiritually. This spiritual prison has many more effects than most people can consider. Remember what was in the Exit the Jew Tricks documentary. This is an actual living Jew Tricks to a big extent. Just look at the brainwashed people who are, as if plugged by an invisible Jew data disk into their head, spew their garbage all day, live and exist as the Jews indicate. Then one knows what the Jew Tricks is, and there is nothing this excrement will not do to get its existence furthered.